ओम शांति। मेडिटेशन मीन्स टू थिंक डीप अबाउट व्हाट इज वर्थ थिंकिंग अबाउट। इट इज सेड दैट मेडिटेशन इज स्टडी, and to bring what we learn deep inside so that it becomes part of us, we have to think about it, we have to understand it and absorb it so that it becomes like our blood, like our breath, and it becomes what we are. It is a change of consciousness, so we have to think about the comparison and the contrast, identifying ourselves as the body and thinking that what you can perceive through your sense organs, these objects of sense perception, that is reality. But behind that is a much more subtle reality, and it is said that that reality is more real than the tangible reality, the intangible reality. Whatever we perceive through the sense organs will ultimately fail us. This is the study, to know this, it will fail us. What is reliable is what you can perceive through the inner eye. The inner eye is also called the third eye, the eye of the mind, which can perceive the intangible reality of the self as a soul, tiny point of light that contains consciousness, all of your faculties for perception, understanding, your personality, everything that is the real you is contained in that subtle, invisible, non-physical, deathless being of light. So meditation means to shift our consciousness from what we call as everyday reality and shift it to this much deeper reality, and then to adopt a sense of self, a positioning of the self that is deep within, and then to function in the material world in a way that is detached, a balance of being absolutely loving and absolutely detached, means that we will not be influenced by perception. Otherwise, we are influenced and we give away our power, and we allow circumstances, people, places, objects to affect us emotionally, psychologically, and then they drive our action. And this way we are not free. So meditation is to learn these things deeply and make them so real within us that we become free and we stay free. And the sign of such freedom is that you cannot be taken by circumstances, by people, by places, by objects. This is the key. The only person who can be with us forever, for all of our births, is the being of the higher power, the Supreme Being, God, who is also intangible. Meditation also means to shift ourselves from the everyday reality, the impermanent, temporary nature of everyday reality, and go on to another dimension, another level of reality. We call this soul consciousness. Our default position is body consciousness. Always you will slip back into everyday reality and to think of the material world as whatever is real. And soul consciousness is to shift oneself again and again to that other level of reality where you are internalized, you are quiet, you are aware of what is more real, or another reality that is behind the tangible, impermanent reality. And meditation is a practice to make this stable. And it takes time, because you need to establish a practice, a habit. You need to create a new normal where being soul conscious becomes the default position, as compared with body consciousness, which is our current default position. So to shift consciousness like this takes time. And this is why we need to think about it every time we meditate. Think about it in new ways. Because the mind will say, okay, I already did that. It did, but only a little bit. And the mind is a voracious consumer of ideas. So we have to feed it with new ideas so that it will carry us. The mind is a vehicle to carry us to that dimension. And it will only do that if it's interested. If it's same old, let's say, boring. Right? So we have to be creative to interest our mind in going easily and frequently onto that dimension, the subtle, the more permanent but intangible reality that I am a pure, peaceful, powerful, loveful, blissful being of light. And I express myself through this body. I perceive the material world through my physical sense organs. But now I want to develop the capacity to perceive myself, and the capacity to perceive God, the Supreme Being, and to draw energy, love, peace, bliss, and to be on the same page, on the same dimension, on the same level, so that I can draw that wisdom into myself. This is meditation. So it's quite active. And when you think deeply about something quite actively for a while, think about everything you can about that theme. Take different themes on different days. And then it's a journey to arrive at a place of stillness where you know and feel the meaning of what you're meditating on. Then it becomes part of you. So let us sit together and go into meditation. I will give you a few thoughts while we're doing that to help you keep focused. So let yourself sit in a balanced way. You can keep your eyes open. If you keep your eyes open, your mind can be more focused. Begin to feel the contrast between yourself and your body. My body is an object. I, the self, give it life. I am the most subtle, the tiniest point of light, the most powerful spark of life that gives life to this body. I am the living being. Clean, essentially still and silent. I am the quintessence of love. Non-violent. I connect on that level of stillness with the Supreme Soul. Beyond this everyday reality, being turned within, send the mind upward and outward to connect like a laser beam focused on that distant point. Bring it near. You're connected with an intense, bright energy source. who knows you, who loves you, you can feel pulsations of light, pulsations of energy. Flowing towards you. Allow yourself to absorb it deep. Feel the flow going deep into your being. Your empty soul starts to fill. Feel that flow. The spiritual power carried in that light energizes you. Wipes away shadows in your being. Become aware that that one exists always in a state of bliss, no matter what is going on. Allow yourself to be like that too. Dispassionate. Detached. And free. You are alone with that beautiful power. All the rest is dancing images, impermanent scenes, up and down, good and bad. It's okay. You are with the Source. Steadily absorbing acquiring the wisdom your being gently changes you become brighter more stable, you have all the keys in your hands, that power brings forward your skills to use those keys. You can no longer feel your body. You are floating in silence. In that blissful, loving ocean. You know what it feels like. Just to be. You are coming into your power. You are a master of your role in this world. You decide everything. Whatever is beyond your control, you just let it be. It is what it is. It's okay. Yes. second by second, you let go of extraneous thoughts. And stay steady in stillness. Taking in light, being true to yourself. Being real, being with the One,
thank you.
And then very gently allow yourself to return to the everyday world. Keeping that energy with you. Keeping that love, that strength, that bliss. Letting it fill every part of your body. As you reconnect with your physical form, feel how your spirit operates this body, caring for it, nurturing your physical form with spiritual light. Your mind keeps contact with that dimension. You can go there anytime, any place. It's only a thought away. Shanti. So for the whole day, there will be many things happening, but whenever you can, just slip into the connection, connect with the Supreme, connect with your inner being, easily, anytime. Thank you. So I don't know if there are any announcements or try to stay in this kind of subtle state of being while doing different things, so that you stay in your own influence, the influence of the Supreme Power, not the external world. Thank you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.